Hump Day is the latest example of what has been called bromantic comedy. In this case, the straight male buddies wonder if their attraction might go beyond mere friendship. It's directed by independent filmmaker Lynn Shelton, who likes to let her actors improvise their parts. Hump Day won a special jury prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Yet another reason to envy folks who live in the Pacific Northwest is that the Dan Savage-edited Seattle alt-weekly The Stranger runs a yearly amateur porn video competition called Hump, and apparently there are lots of people, respectable people, straight, gay, and bi, who sit around brainstorming about what kind of 8-minute hardcore movie they'd like to make and or perform in. Strange doors open in the mind. Now, Seattle director Lynn Shelton uses the real Hump Festival as a springboard for a fabulously squirmy, semi-improvised chamber comedy called Hump Day. It centers on two seemingly straight men, 30-something former college roommates, who decide that a surefire contest winner would be them having sex with each other. High concept. Actually, it is a high concept, arrived at while they're stoned and drunk and lying around a bohemian bisexual enclave. How they came to that enclave is complicated. When we first see Ben, a city planner played by Mark Duplass, he's living contentedly with his pretty wife Anna, played by Alicia Delmore. In the first scene, they're on the brink of having sex. Then they tactfully, carefully determine they're both too tired to follow through, and they're each relieved they're not disappointing the other. It's an apt overture. You've heard of the fog of war. This is the fog of love. Are they happy as they get ready to start a family, or a little bored? There's a knock at the door, and it's Ben's wanderlusting buddy Andrew, played by Joshua Leonard, whom Anna has barely met, and Ben hasn't heard from in years. It's Andrew who introduces Ben to the omnisexual hedonists who tell him about the competition and set the wheels of their so-called art project in motion. The tension in Hump Day is whether these old pals will, in the sober light of day, go through with that art project, and how they'll justify it to Anna, who's having trouble enough getting Ben to have sex with her. Ben and Andrew aren't quite sure what they should do, and since the movie is largely improvised from director Shelton's outline, the actors are mumbling and fumbling and thinking on their feet along with their characters. Andrew tries to frame it one way. Ben, another.
Like, we've got really f-ing different lives now.
It's true.
And I get that in the paradigm in which you live, these weird conversations are not things that are really appropriate, and that, you know, that I don't think any less of you for it, that, you know, that,
Well, first of all, let's just, like, take this down just a second. You're not as Kerouac as you think you are, even though you've got the headband on, and I'm not as white picket fence as you think I am, okay? Like, the black and whites in which you're thinking this is a little bit extreme, okay?
Talking about sex, these guys can barely put two words together without the whole thing turning into linguistic slapstick.
Dude, you're not gay.
I don't think I'm gay, I just thought...
No. I mean, you're pretty solidly not gay.
I think the same thing about you, too.
I wish I was more gay. I feel like...
Tomorrow would be more fun.
In its way, Hump Day is more subversive than Bruno, because there aren't any flaming queens. Gay, straight, bi, it's all shades of gray. Maybe Ben and Andrew's manly wrestling has no sexual component. Maybe it has a lot. Or a little. Director Shelton gives every sexual epithet a devilish spin, so that the movie is wall-to-wall banana peel Freudian slips. If there's a flaw in Hump Day, it's that Ben and Andrew have less of a sexual vibe than many straight guys in buddy pictures. There's another kind of chemistry on display, though, the comic kind. When Mark Duplass sits opposite Alicia Delmore and dithers and lies and talks about everything but what he's really feeling, it's screamingly funny. And it's not just Duplass's babbling. It's Delmore's uncomprehending stares, like someone trying to play charades opposite a Martian. Sheldon films all this with both satire and sympathy. Hump Day is like a dramatic neutron bomb, exploding inner lives while leaving social structures intact. Until next year's Humpfest, that is.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. We'll close today's show with this hit from Dion, who turns 70 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Dion.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Schirach directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David B. Inclusive.
Away from a runaround.